I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Next weekend, the San Diego Jazz Party returns for its 36th annual celebration of classic mainstream jazz and the Great American Songbook, performed by 19 of the world's leading jazz musicians at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar. This year's three-day festival features world-class jazz legends in a relaxed, intimate setting, including 2025 legend honoree saxophonist Harry Allen, joined by Houston Person, clarinetist and saxophonist Ken Poplowski, bassist Peter Washington, drummer Chuck Redd, and others, often paired in unique, never-before-seen combinations. Joining us to preview the lineup and festivities Friday through Sunday, February 21st through 23rd, is San Diego Jazz Party President Russell King. Russell, it's great to have you back on Inside Art.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you.
For those who haven't actually attended the San Diego Jazz Party, and there are probably several in our audience, even though this has been going for 36 years, how would you characterize it? What's unique about this festival compared to others of its ilk?
Yeah, the San Diego Jazz Party and the Jazz Party format was started almost 60 years ago by a guy named Dick Gibson. And what he had done is he pulled together musicians that he liked to come together to play for a weekend. And it really was this relaxed party format. And that's really how it all got started. In a way, it's not really a festival. It's much more sort of a groundwork type focus and you know, not produced by anyone other than, you know, just, I'll say, normal jazz appreciating people. But it's an informal process to bring people together and play jazz music, you know, in a very impromptu setting and very informal.
So that works both ways, to the benefit of the audience and the musicians themselves, doesn't it?
Yes, it really provides easy access to our musicians, as well as, you know, in between conversations with our audience. Our audience will be able to interact and be up close and personal with these musicians because of the party atmosphere. It's not a structured performance environment. It really is very informal and very accessible.
And for the last several years, it's been at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar, a successful venue for you.
Yeah, it works really well for us because all of it is in one place. So we can have musicians, we can have patrons stay at the Del Mar Hilton, and then also we perform at the Del Mar Hilton. So it really works out well for everyone to be in one place at one time and spend a couple days together.
Now, the legend honoree this year is Harry Allen, a fabulous by every standard saxophonist. Tell us about your selection this year.
So the legends are always folks that have these great music careers, and we want to highlight them. We want to raise them up, call some attention to them, and put them in the spotlight, even though they don't usually want to be spotlighted so much. But really, it's about having individuals, musicians that are not only great musicians, but great people, and trying to be sure that these people are recognized and highlighted and spotlighted. It's really an important aspect of what we try to do, is we really try to call attention to one performer a year who we feel represents jazz and being a wonderful individual, a human being.
Well, he's not the only legend in attendance there. You know, Houston Person and Ken Poplowski and Peter Washington, they're all, you know, stellar jazz talents. I don't know how you retain them throughout the years here.
You know, it's sort of like the Macy's parade. Once we end the jazz party, we start working on next year. And I think that there's a couple things that you know, we keep in mind. One is that we bring these musicians back year after year. They want to come back. And I think that really speaks to how this party environment works, not only for our patrons, but also for the musicians that are participating. They want to come back. They enjoy being part of this party. They particularly enjoy the San Diego Jazz Party because it, as many of the musicians have told us, is really one of the better parties to attend.
Well, you've got some new additions this year. On Friday, you've got Swingin' Sinatra Style to kick off the weekend.
Yeah. We really wanted to give an opportunity for people that may not be able to spend the entire weekend listening to jazz music, join us for smaller periods of time. So we have the Swingin' Sinatra on Friday night, and we also have our Taste of Jazz on Saturday night. We introduced these so that folks could come in and enjoy, you know, an evening performance of music and wouldn't necessarily have to spend the whole weekend. I think everybody's in a big time crunch in so many ways that we wanted to give this opportunity. Actually, last year, our Saturday night Taste of Jazz performance sold out, and we're expecting high turnout for both of these events as well.
Also, there's an educational component always has been for this jazz party. What does that look like?
Yeah, we do two different things here. We have a masterclass program where we bring in students from local high schools, from schools that have strong jazz programs, and have them one-on-one or in small groups with great musicians. And it's pretty amazing, of course, for these high school kids who are, you know, learning saxophone to be in a masterclass that is being taught by Houston Person. It's a wonderful opportunity for these students. The next step we take is to further their education and support students that are going on to study jazz performance as well as music education in the college and university environment. And we support the local students that are in our community going on to any university that they choose or they get accepted to, and study their music and continue to support jazz throughout their lifetime and their career.
Let's talk about the music itself, though, that's featured. That is the star of the whole weekend. Maybe you can explain the segment of the niche of jazz that is really featured here.
Yeah, it's always a challenge to explain it. We've really tried to focus on what we would call mainstream jazz. And, you know, that does include components of the American Songbook. We're doing the Sinatra style Friday night, so we have kind of more focus there. We're bringing in Lizzie and the Triggermen, who have performed in the San Diego area before, but are also a Southern California band, and they bring their own unique style to the program. So we operate under the umbrella of mainstream jazz, and then we kind of go from there.
Is there a music director for the jazz party? How is there somebody who's kind of guiding it creatively and artistically?
Yeah, Dan Barrett, who is our trombone player, serves as an artistic director, and he really helps put the sets together. He looks at our musician roster. He helps us fill out our roster in ways that, you know, we wouldn't necessarily know on our own. He's looking for emerging artists, younger artists. Of course, you know, we want to bring back our strong contenders musically. So it really is a challenge for him, but we really need his expertise.
As far as the lineup is concerned, do you have any newcomers this year that are first time?
Yeah, Jason Fabus is a first-time attendee, and he's a sax player and also singer. He's from L.A. area, really kind of an interesting emerging artist, and we're very excited to have him join us. He actually came down last year to attend the party and kind of learn a little bit more about its style, and we're very excited to actually have him on the lineup this year.
Maybe you can go over some of the other musicians that are on the in the roster here, because it's quite a stellar list.
Well, you know, John Allred, we're very excited to have John Allred on trombone. And Danny Coutts, who is an amazing drummer, and we're super excited about having him join us. And then, of course, Lizzie and the Triggermen will be joining us as well. And they're wonderful. I would say they have a big band sound to them. They have kind of a large ensemble sound to them. And that's, you know, a wonderful part of our program. And then Chuck Redd, you know, on drums and vibes. Jason Warner, who is a local piano player, he is also joining us. Richard Simon, our bass player, is pretty amazing too. And so we're very fortunate to have all of these musicians come and play for us.
Well, let's talk about tickets and how to get into the San Diego Jazz Party. What your options are as a patron?
Sure. As a patron, which provides an all-day access to the party, that starts on February 21st through the 23rd, and the patron pass is $250. You can purchase that at the San Diego Jazz Party website, which is sdjp.org, or for folks that want to talk to somebody, they can call 619-787-8792 and speak to someone about reservations. We will also have the ability to do a walk-up at the Del Mar Hilton. And then the evening performances, both Friday and Saturday, those are $55. Again, you can access tickets through our website or the number that I just gave you. And we will also have tickets available as walk-up if tickets are still available.
Is there any opportunity for the Sunday individual package?
There is a Sunday pass, all-day Sunday. You can purchase an all-day Sunday and an all-day Saturday pass. The all-day Saturday pass includes a brunch, so it starts at 10:30 in the morning with brunch and really goes all day, well into the night until 11. So we will end at 11 p.m. And then Sunday is, you know, most of the day and ends at about 5, I think.
Well, it's all very exciting and a really great weekend respite from the world. It's just a wonderful time to be a jazz fan and to interact with these musicians personally.
Yeah, it. I think we all need a little jazz time right now to kind of immerse ourselves into something creative, fun, and a wonderful world of music. It's a great opportunity to do that.
The San Diego Jazz Party, happening Friday through Sunday, February 21st through 23rd at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar. And I've been speaking with the organization's president, Russell King. Russell, thanks again for joining us on Inside Art. All the best to you.
Thank you for having me.
The San Diego Jazz Party runs Friday through Sunday, February 21st through 23rd at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar, located just off the 5 Freeway on Jimmy Durante Boulevard. You can purchase single-day and full three-day event tickets at sdjp.org. Tickets can also be ordered by phone at 619-787-8792. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/InsideArt. Our theme is created and performed by Bill Mays, whose music is available at billmays.net. Again, my thanks to Russell King and Christopher Ashley. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art. Breaking Jazz is next.